today's meditation, August 1st, 2017. Abiding effects. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. In studying the fruit of the Spirit, I have always asked God many questions pertaining to this essential topic. He has revealed great insight through His answers, for which I would like us to look at today. The central component needed for eating the fruit of the Spirit begins with recognizing that the fruit of the Spirit comes from an abiding effect. In order for us to properly partake of the fruit and allow it to effectively work in us, three abiding effects must take place. Abiding in the vine, abiding in Christ, abiding in the Word. These three abiding effects can only be manifested and made true by the Holy Spirit. Now that we have the first part in place, we can begin to eat the fruit of the Spirit and allow it to work in us as God intended. Galatians 5, verses 24 through 25 states, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Verse 25 says, "Let us walk in the Spirit," for which we ask, how? The answer is, we must be led by the Spirit, for He is the only one who can cause the nine fruit manifestations to change our conditions, our conducts, and our characters. I leave you with this petition. Do yourself a great justice. Take time over the next several days to eat on the fruit, engulf its manifested nourishments, and yield to the Holy Spirit's abiding effects as they develop complete maturity within you.